his mouth open. So as far as I'm concerned, his tongue is open to the public.
Spot on.
Welcome to episode number 2 of season 2. This is the second season, and this is the second episode of that season. Welcome to episode 2. It's time for our shit talk now, but there's not much to talk about because we just did an episode. Michael went and changed his shirt, but I'm still wearing the same clothes. So if you look at this episode and last week's episode, it's wearing the same thing. It's because we filmed it on the same day. On the same day, Michael's trying to trick you. He's like, oh, I'll go wear a different shirt to make it look like we film on different days. Like, just be real.
Yeah, fuck. Sorry. Sorry about that.
There you go. A public apology from Michael.
Do we have a guest for you today?
And do we have some guests for you?
Not yet.
Not yet, Brad. Wow.
It's
wow.
Mad, man.
So unprofessional.
Well, I heard the clap.
Yeah, you're right. I remember telling you that, and as I was telling you that, I was like, he's going to try and come on early because we just clap.
I'm starting to get drunk.
No, don't do it again. I'll get more.
You're right. I'm sorry. He's confused now. All right. On this day in 1931, winter was invented. So in 1931, like 90 years ago, winter wasn't a thing. And then
all of a sudden,
90 years ago, someone's like, oh, it's cold. This is called winter. So on this day,
Brad,
we're just clapping. On this day in 1901, the first ever pelican was hung to death to test the strength of rope. That's how they used to test rope strength.
Did they have a big gulp?
Then on this day, 1 year later, in 1902, a house was built with rope.
Because I see the connecting.
So strong.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good research.
And then also on this day, it's exactly another 365 days later, that rope house collapsed. So it's like, it's on this day, like a lot of shit happened. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. So just as you're listening to this, just think back to that. Because 9 toddlers died.
Reflect on the history.
Like on this day, 9 kids died from a rope house collapsing. So it's just like, you know, be grateful for what you have. Do you know what I mean?
Pelicans, winter houses, same shit.
Like it's connected. That's fucking crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy shit. Let's read some questions.
First question is from Erin.Sophia with 2 A's, and she has asked, how do you feel about picking your nose and eating it?
Well, I'll leave this to you because you do this a lot.
Oh, not in front of Fee.
Fee? Yeah. Michael picks his nose and eats it. Not in front of you, though, but you just know that he's doing that as soon as you turn your back.
Yeah, it's addictive. Let's put it that
way. What does it taste like?
It's like, I don't know, it's like...
Do you like the texture? Is it crunchy? Is it soft?
Sometimes they're hardened at the base, and then as you pull the base out, all the connectivity of mucus,
all the slop
comes out with it. And you have like, I've had like good, like I'd say, what's that?
5 centimeters.
5 centimeters, Brad? Of shit come out of my nose. And if you have a big night on the
cocaine
gear, we'll call it, for safety
reasons.
For the
reasons, cops. For the cops.
Then... you can pull out the whole inside of your nostril in like a, what, like when you mold it, like when you want to do a mold.
It's like a mold.
Yeah, a mold.
It's like a mold. Like a,
it's like paper mache of the inside of your nose.
Paper mache.
And you bring it out. And then the whole thing comes out hardened. And it's not only green and shit, it's all red and crustified like a scab. It's like an actual scab. You bring it out, you lay it out on the table. It's like art. And when I was traveling with Henry, one of our dearest friends, we were in South America, so that would happen regularly, and he'd go to bed and I wouldn't, and then I'd do that, and in the morning I'd leave him on his bedside table and he'd get quite cranky. And
you do that with a lot of your waste from your body when you're peeling, your skin's peeling.
Yeah, I leave him out for
you
everyone.
Like to leave sheets of skin.
It's like art. I use
you like to
a disaster
leave
and make
your shits like around the toilet, not in the toilet.
Yeah,
you'd like to bring them out for people.
So, yeah, that's my thoughts.
So, what does it taste like, though, for those who haven't
known? It's not.
Salty?
Yeah. It's, I don't know, it's just you. So, whatever you taste.
So, it's like eating skin or fingernails?
Yeah, yourself.
All right, so it's flavorless.
It's like biting your nails. It's like that, but a little bit more moist.
And also a bit more emotional.
Mm.
Next question. Disgusting fucking.
Ez underscore baby boy with a double Y on boy. What video do you guys have the most fun making? The B video for me. Because yeah, I got high off
the venom.
Yeah. So we went and got stung by bees. And I liked that one because it was...
I miss the old social experiments. That was so much fun. Just going out and fucking with people.
Toying with their minds. Remember
just
that?
Just strangers. And just going out and just fucking with them. And that was a lot of fun.
And the gel blaster vid, even though it looks really painful, was surprisingly like a... Pain is like a high. So if you use it well enough, then you can get off over it. So the gel blaster vid was fun. The bee stinging video was fun. The MMA fighting video was the worst. This one's from
Wholesome.
20 potatoes.
Still works at Wholesome.
Which hurts more, getting kicked in the balls or getting whipped by a whip?
Probably getting kicked in the balls. I really don't like
Marty
it.
Marty hates the
testicle
action.
Trauma. The testicle trauma hurts.
It's passed on to me. Whipping, yeah, it becomes like even I had... Actually, fun
honey
story.
Badger. The honey badger whipped Michael with a whip.
He's an ex-bachelor from a couple of seasons
ago. He's also a professional
ago.
Rugby union player.
He, at a New Year's Day party, got
at
the
Charmy's.
Old whip out, like the actual ones that break the speed of sound, and he used that on my back. And it didn't hurt at all. It didn't hurt one bit. Matt,
it didn't hurt. I don't know why you're being so like... Anyway, move on.
Kevin Corthra has said, are you guys still the best? Now, we spoke about this in our last episode. We're not the best yet again.
We're like above average. We're, like that.
Whoa, like if they're there, I'd hang out with them. Like, but they're not like...
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, it's so, a good podcast. It's not the best.
We were here, Bruce Willis was here. Now Bruce Willis is just above us. And we're second.
Even though he doesn't have a podcast, he's obviously just going to be that high.
Die Hard, all those action movies
Balls.
From the 90s. Great
Balls.
Dude. Great dude.
Cameo in Friends.
Friends, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Hamish and Andy there.
You'd feel safe around him.
Fuck. All right. Well, let's stop right there because we're going to get to our next segment. Let me tell you about this boy, right? He's fucking gets out there and just has a blade, gets his shit done. He's on everywhere, on social media. He's fucking get on air, brother.
It's my man, Brad.
All right. Let's hook into it. Hey, guys, I'm Brad.
Is that okay? Should we do the interview first?
Well, first of all, so for those who don't know you, yeah, right? What do you do? I first discovered you on Snapchat. Everyone's like, oh, this dude's fucking hilarious on Snapchat. He's like a tradie dude, so you were just at work, just fucking around.
I was, yeah. So I go to work and pretty much I was earning money.
Yeah.
In my job, and
not, fuck you, don't.
Is he doing a wee again?
Yeah, he's doing a wee. All right, sorry. Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Oh, fuck, relax. I can smell it. It's a bit. It's.
It's all my fault.
So I make videos at work, and I try to be.
So you just did it for fun. You were just like,
yeah, just
you were
for,
just
all
fucking
for
around.
Love. Yeah, 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 just dicking around, and it's all. It started all on Snapchat. I'd do little snippets and blah blah blah, and then I'd put them together, made the Facebook page, put them videos under the Facebook page, and it.
It didn't take you long. How long you been? How long were you Snapchatting for before you got your job at Trade Tools?
Ooh, 2 years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so
that's very fast.
3 years in total. About three years ago is when I started.
Yeah.
And here we are, taking a recording a very professional podcast with Marty and Michael.
Well, Michael's pissing in
the beer bottle just overflowed.
Is it?
It's up to the brink. Like I'm not. Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's. I just went on my arm.
Spilled some urine on you.
Fuck me. There's
piss, very professional.
Piss all over our guest.
It smells like
no,
nothing.
Just
my shirt. No, that's all
it's
right.
Clear.
No,
it's
we're here
clear.
Now. We're here now.
Sorry about that.
Like, I'm not one to complain. It's on my thumbnail. I
really appreciate
nose,
you
dude.
Not complaining about having urine.
I got to talk close to the microphone. I got told earlier, Brad.
All right. So.
All right.
So you started making Snapchats, and then when was it when it like started becoming a thing? Like what were you doing? Was it one thing that you did that became a big thing, or was it just gradually people just been like fucking?
There was one main one, the Traffic Cone one, Garbage Guts, went really
I remember
viral.
That, yeah.
Big share from Lad Bible and a couple other big pages.
Yeah.
And that amounted like 30 million views or something. To you guys, you're like,
no, that is fucking good. Shitloads.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's fucking shitloads.
I'm not saying it's not much. It was great, but it's always been an organic growth. I've never boosted a post on Facebook.
Yeah, you shouldn't. For anyone who's starting out, you shouldn't, because that will Facebook or any platform will expect that forever,
and then they won't give you reach. So those influencers out there, don't fucking boost your post, man.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Leave it organic. Anyway, so so you're on Instagram, Snapchat. Are you on YouTube yet?
Yeah, no. I've got a YouTube channel, but I've never really focused on it because I feel YouTube is a different
You got to be like a full-time fucking making videos.
You got to address the audience in a different way. You got to make longer videos, I feel, and really cater to the YouTube platform, but I haven't got time.
All right, so Instagram, Facebook, Madman Brad,
and Snapchat, all Madman Brad.
Yep. And so what's the plan? Like, so you got a job out of it though, right?
So I was on the tools, on the diggers, until last year, about a year ago. Trade Tools contacted me. Shout out.
Yeah. Send them an invoice.
Christmas bonus. Christmas.
$1,200 and thanks. All right, so Trade Tools contacted me and said, we like what you do. Obviously, your demographic is what we're chasing. Why don't you come over here to us and make videos for us?
Mm.
I said, all right.
So they just offset, here, we'll hire you. You make videos for us. Mm. That's fucking awesome.
Well, kind of. They sort of said, like, come over here.
Cut that, because we've got to be, like, good to them, right?
No. Cut well. Yeah, so that's like, how it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. We'll do that again. Yeah. Say that again, Marty.
Say what again, Michael?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it is. It's so good. And I'm so happy where I am. No, it is good.
Okay, wait, let's do it one more time.
The timing went well because I got sacked from the last job. I was selling copper on the side.
Oh, really?
I was working at a dump. And I thought, instead of going to landfill, you know, save the earth, hashtag killer whales and my friends, 2020 and shit, instead of letting this copper go get buried in the earth and maybe do something bad to the earth, which it probably would.
I don't know. Climate change is changing things.
It kills people.
And I thought, you know what? I'm not letting that happen. I care about the earth I live on.
Greenhouse gas.
Right?
Yeah.
So much greenhouse.
Photosynthesis. I know.
And so instead I put it in a bin truck and let him go and sell it.
Yeah. No, that's
to recycle.
Yeah.
Just because it end up money in my pocket. I didn't even care about the money.
It's just happened. It's just an
he gave the money to me. I was like, I don't want it.
That's fucked. He got into trouble for that.
He gave it to me anyway. I didn't want the fucking money, but he gave it to me and I bought heaps of fun shit and it was so good. Yeah. Anyway, here we are. It's Trade Tools. Mate, and it's been so good. Love you, Trade Tools.
Well, it's good that you gotten to where you've gotten, because that sounds like a rough journey getting done for copper selling.
Mm.
That's fucked.
Mm.
But now, so what's the plan now? Are you gonna work on your own shit, or are you just it's a bit quite time consuming, isn't it? Working for Trade Tools.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's like a normal full time job.
Yeah.
So you don't really have time to do your other shit. But what's your what do you want to do? Like, where are you gonna be in 5 years?
5 years, my daughter will be 10, so I'll be getting my gun license. Well, the years are progressing. I remember when I was 12, 13.
Mm.
It's just, it gets out of control, right? And so, in 5 years, let's talk about, I live week to week, right? So let's talk about next year. I'd like to be sort of living. Still, you know, doing stuff at Trade Tools, but at the same time, having more time for myself and my family and focusing, being able to spend more time focusing on my content.
So I reckon next year's goal is no more Saturday work, 5 days a week, Monday, Friday.
Hear that?
Trade Tools.
It's Michael talking to you, Rachel. Love you.
So,
that wasn't a kid. No. Oh, shit. She's got a boyfriend. He's tough. Fuck.
Is that who the fuck is Rachel?
She's my boss.
That's her boss. Her boss.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Her boss.
Raise maybe. Otherwise, you're gonna lose him because he could make him, be making a lot more money making his own shit. Anyway.
Wait, could I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We gotta monetize that Facebook page. Dude,
we got so much copper in this house.
Oh, is it? Yeah, oi, all through the walls. It and is we won't everywhere. Tell anyone. Oi, copper is everywhere.
Is it like gold? It's the new gold.
All right, let's move on.
Pretty much is gold. So what does your family think of this? So, like, when you started doing your Snapchat stuff.
Yep.
And then you started going taking off a little bit. Like, what did your wife say? Was she like, oh, yeah, that's cool? Or did she just know that you're you know, a bit of a fucking funny dude and you do that sort of shit? Or was she like, you know, because it's hard. It's like, it's fucking weird. You know, social media is just fucking weird to have thousands of people just watch you just be you. You know what I mean?
I do.
What was her reaction?
No, she's always been... So there's a big rule at home, right? As long as I eat at home, okay? Right, you understand?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not going to stray for a meal somewhere else. It defeats the point. Yeah, so no, she's good.
4 and 20.
Yeah, I do love it. Cheeky fucking saucy one. No, yeah, so Crystal's been really good. It was a bit of a culture shock at the start when it first started blowing up.
But yeah, because people would recognize her as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's been recognized a few times. But the worst thing is they say, oh, you're a mum and brad's missus. It's Crystal. Tell her by name. And they actually recognize me in kids too.
Yeah, of course. Oh, wow. Yeah. So how's that affected their school?
No, it hasn't. Well, actually, the daycare that the kids went to, a lot of the daycare workers, teachers, you call them? Yeah, follow the page too. So you walk in there and it's like, ah, fucking here comes King Dick. What's up, daycare? That's not what it was like. It was in my head.
No, it would have been. It would have been exactly like that. I know exactly what you mean.
It's spot on.
Yeah.
I've not had too many beers for this, eh?
Oh, no, well, you didn't start drinking, like, what, 6-7 hours ago?
Lucky you came at midday, because, it's 4:30 now.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You know what I mean? Like, it would have been even later. If you came at 5, we wouldn't have even
started. You know what? I'm grateful we didn't start the podcast on time.
Yeah. So am I.
Have you seen?
The green screen?
Yeah. Oh, we've got a green screen.
That is so perfect.
We're leaning on it, so it's unusable.
Yeah.
So many creases and shit in it. But yeah, it's a green screen.
So we went all out for season two.
Hollywood.
We don't even have a green screen at Trade Tools.
See what I mean? Like, that's...
Rachel?
It's up there.
You know, we need one of these. Look, like, I know it'll cost a lot. Yeah. But we can maybe write it off in the marketing budget.
You can borrow this one.
It's tax deductible.
It's a green bed sheet.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, I can tell. It's okay. Yeah, yeah.
You're flirting
with me? Shut up.
What was your trade? Where the fuck did you grow up?
A bit of a fucking nomad. So I was born in New South Wales, down in Musselbrook, Hunter Valley.
Yeah.
Lived there for 9 years and then moved to Macleay Island, was the first place down in Moreton Bay. Macleay Island, yeah.
Wow.
Spent a bit of time there, went to a couple of schools there and high school at... Anyway, yeah. So then we moved to Kurran, which is between Gympie and Noosa.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Gympie. And then I moved to fucking Bald Hills.
Why? Why did you move around so much?
I was like pretty, I had no sort of...
anchor, no purpose.
Yeah, I didn't.
You were floating around like a fuck.
Dead set.
You're like a leaf in the wind.
I would go with mates or whatever and just stay at their place for see how long I could get away with it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Stay there for
like me. Yeah, I get that.
And I loved it. Like heaps of people would say, how do you do it?
No responsibility.
How do you do it? Where's your next meal coming from, Brad? You, obviously. That's why I'm here. Yeah, and then, all of a sudden you have to move town because you're robber Maccas.
Yeah.
So what's mum and dad think of you?
That's a fucking loaded question. They're happy now. They're like, me and dad had a couple of ups and downs, a couple of biffons when I was younger because I was a dickhead, you know.
Before filming stuff, you mean?
Yeah, way before that. Yeah, so I started fighting in high school. And Dad said, well, how about we put you into Thai boxing and teach you how to actually fight, a bit of...
bit of discipline.
Yeah, while you're at it. And then it sort of, it worked for a bit, and then it got worse and got better, and shit just went wild.
It's topsy-turvy.
And I thought, you know what? I've got to go. I'm going out on my own and take this world by storm. And so I float around being a bum for a few years.
So you moved to Brizzy without Crystal, without your wife? Or did you meet her in Brizzy?
No, so I met her in the 2011 floods.
Oh, wow. We were overseas when that happened, Barcelona.
Yeah. So I was at between Gympie and Tincan Bay, a town called Glamorganvale, Gumborian. Sorry, yep. And we got flooded.
And she just floated past.
Nah, we got flooded into a house together. We were down here in Brisbane the night before the floods kicked right up. And me best mate and her said, oh, do you want to come back to Gumborian from Brisbane? And I thought, oh, well, I got work on Monday, but fuck, we'll work around that. Right, let's do it. And then here we are, all the fucking flood water rise. It rose and couldn't get to work. And I thought, I've wanted Crystal for a long time. Like, I've had my eyes on her.
She's Crystal.
Yeah. And now we're stuck in this house and it ended up being like 8 or 9 days.
Oh, really?
I got to wear her down.
Started off as a, like, who are you?
Yeah.
And then
it's
like, oh, what's your name?
And eventually she said, right, I'll dump me boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had to steal her. It was a swindle.
So during that 8-day period, she broke up with her boyfriend because she just knew that she had to have Madman upper.
Yeah.
And you said that in the vows.
That's a romantic
right at the end,
story.
Yeah. And, you know, I was like, I cannot, if I stay here for any more days, we're flooded in, I'm going to end up fucking George.
Yeah.
My mate, you know. And he's, like, he's got a real strong ass. Like, he'd nip it off.
Yeah, he'll snap it off. Yeah.
Do you know George?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're best mates for, you know, a long time. We used to grapple when we were training, and he's a strong fella. And I thought, fuck, we've been here a long time. Eventually, I'm going to have to fuck him.
Yeah. I would have thought definitely within that 8-day period that you would have fucked his ass.
That's a long...
The fucking week you met Crystal, your missus.
You couldn't leave.
It was like sore.
No, she couldn't leave.
Oh, okay.
Because you had her cornered in a room.
I'm a strong swimmer.
And she's not.
Oh, yeah.
And there's little top, arms, okay. Not much upper body strength, but I can swim hard.
So you'd go out to 7-Eleven, bring back snacks.
You'd swim there.
No, we had no access to anywhere.
Oh, but weren't you swimming?
You
could have left, but she didn't want you to leave because she didn't want to be alone.
She didn't know why.
And George wouldn't let me.
Otherwise, she was
grappling.
She would have said, give me a lift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what, to your boyfriend?
Not a tugboat.
That's a no from me, thanks. No. No, we're staying right here because I got my shoulder.
Is that with the ex-boyfriend, was he, like, how long, was that devastating for him? Like, it seems like it wasn't a very healthy relationship that she was just able to flick him off like that.
So they've been together for a fair while, right? Four or 5 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, I was a fighter back in my day. Like, I had a couple of fights and trained for a long time, but he was much more accomplished in the ring than I was. And he was about fucking 2 foot taller than me. I reckon his dick would have been about 10 centimeters longer, probably. You're just one of them big.
There was a dick there. It wasn't just skin.
Like, I'm not saying mine's tiny. It's not great.
It's normal.
You know what
normal,
I mean? Yeah, it's an average dick. But here's me thinking, weighing up the options. Like, he's a big bloke. He can fight. I'll have a go.
Yeah.
I'll have a go.
You can
get
swim.
Get me in the water. I'm on bottom.
You can
heavy.
Fucking swim.
Maybe I can drown him.
Swim rings around him.
Maybe I can drown him.
Yeah.
And anyway, I said, well... It's your call, Crystal.
And then bang, married, three
him?
Kids.
Was he shitty with you, or was it just like whatever?
Well, I sort of, I'm a
did
a
you
bit
know
more
him?
Mature. Yeah, yeah. I'm
he was my best mate.
It was George.
He's one of the boys. But, you know, I said to him, this is
We were
happening.
Flooded in. We didn't know what to do.
He was in there too, but you win.
This is what's happening. The victor comes out. And oh fuck! He'll probably come down Ipswich and hunt me down. Yeah. That's all right. I think
he definitely listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
Well,
but that's how I got Crystal. Is that? Yeah,
a fly. I've met Chris. She's a lovely girl. She's a sweetheart. So good. Yeah,
she's very patient. She puts up with it. Actually, maybe I'm the patient one. I put up with
it. It's part and parcel, mate.
Can I pop sound check?
Oh, and Bond gone.
Just lost your Bond.
I already put screws through your door jam.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried to fix their door jam, and
the best part of it is it's not my house. It's not my house, so who cares? Can you explain? This is from Crispy_Cream69. Great name.
That's a good name.
Very creative. Can you explain what an esche is?
Yeah, go on.
I believe esche is a word derived from Pig Latin. So, it is, I think. Quote me on it. Search that up. Can we get a confirmation on that? Yeah. Esche? Yeah, it's Pig Latin for sesh.
Oh.
That's, I believe, where it comes from.
Sesh, lad.
But obviously, always they have to have a bum bag. If you go out posing as an esche and you don't have your fucking Adidas Nike bum bag with I believe they carry at least a butter knife and some probably a couple of dime bags.
And like those smoke bombs and shit.
Crushed up
cops come, they just throw a smoke bomb down.
Fire bombs,
gone.
I think it is now. Yeah,
crushed up Panadol in the bags.
Yeah.
Justin Ryan.
Yeah, here you go, $300. They go, you got a smoke?
Yeah. They sell pingers, they're wearing black caps and they're wearing fucking black clothes and they're wearing runners.
Yeah.
And they go to nightclubs and they do the dubstep dance.
No, it's called, what's it called? Shit.
Seizure.
No, it's something else where they kick their legs.
Yeah, it's
they
like
kick
trapping.
Their legs forward. And it's called.
And they do loops around their head like this.
Gabba! Gabba! Thank you, Casey. Yeah. Gabba. It's called. Yeah, they do the Gabba.
Dude,
fucking.
If you ever got in that, even if you lived your life and got over that, and then you look back at your life and go, I used to do that, that is a call for suicide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone watching. So if you do that,
have done it.
Yeah, if you're a Gabba, out with people who do it, just
if you're a Gabba fiend,
you don't want to say what I said again.
It's not on.
If you're a Gabba fiend,
the way I look at it is they're like the dudes in England that are called chavs. You know chavs, where they wear the English.
How do they pronounce it? But
chav. Harry Lee.
Harry Lee. HARRYLLLEE. Fucking open a dictionary, mate. Right. What were your big influences in starting doing these videos? Did it just sort of come along?
I think that our influences growing up were Jackass a bit.
Tom Green originally for me.
Yeah, just
1999 Tom Green show was like, my God.
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Yeah, I was like, dude, you know me so well.
But when we first started filming, we just wanted to do like pranks, which isn't really that jackassy, but we just sort of fell into hurting ourselves. And then it worked, so we just have continued to hurt ourselves.
And like a lot of people go, oh man, how did you do that? When you do it, it's like maybe like 20 minutes of, sometimes there's like
weeks of pain.
Yeah.
But usually it's about
20
minutes.
Your body heals within like half an hour to half a day.
Huh.
And then they're like, man, you are so crazy.
Now, sometimes you go into the hospital for a routine checkup. A little routine. We're just gonna put a little camera up your bum and see what's going on.
Check the prostate.
What did they find?
Well, I don't know.
You had a lump a couple of weeks ago.
They never... No. Oh, yeah. A polyp. Your chest is still there.
No, I thought it was in your balls.
Prostate checker. You can feel it. I've got one on my left nut.
I saw it in your story.
A new lump here. Hold on. Can you see?
Ooh. Whoa. That's a good one.
That's not meant to be there. Anyway.
Should we have a ciggy?
But yeah, I went into the doctor's once, right, for a routine checkup. And they said it... It's
lung
just,
cancer.
You just got to go under Twilight. Twilight.
FERD.
Yeah. How much do you weigh? We'll give you this much.
Greenhouse gas, yeah.
And then next thing I woke up, the first thing I said when I woke up from the anesthetics, I was like, did you fucking leave tools in here? It turned out they'd done a full operation up inside my bowel. Yeah.
Why? From there?
No, not from here. Oh. From the asshole.
I was what? Like, oh, okay. So they put knives up your asshole and cut shit out and dragged it out.
Felt like that, yeah. So I
was, why?
Well, I went in there.
What was in you?
No.
The old hemorrhoids, aren't
they? Yeah, it was what was out of me. Yeah, and I could get back in, yeah. And I said, look, I've dealt with this for a long time, but this one's a special case. I can't even try to butt plug.
So like a prolapsed arsehole.
It was bad, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
so what
pain.
Would happen? If you shat, would your ass be out? Like a sleeve.
No, it was already out.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, in a roundabout way. It was just...
Was that hurt? It sounds painful.
so fucking... I've only ever had one thing that was more painful. But yeah, anyway, went into... So they could work out what's going on. And I didn't book any time off work or anything. And they put me under. Fucking out I go. And then I woke up and I was just torn to shreds. Sore as fuck. Took ages to heal. And it turns out they went in there with things called burning lances, bandings, all sorts of shit. And then I even Snapchatted when the nurse gave me the like enema at the start. I was like, oh, this is going to be a fun day. And then I woke up.
I just came.
I was so bad. Yeah. Oh, stop. It was fun.
Don't stop.
Yeah. But the only...
So, yeah. And it all worked out like you're going to live. It was just a bit...
Yeah. It was just super painful. The only...
Some lumps on the bum.
The only thing that was more painful was that fucking cyst I had on my tailbone.
Ooh. Why did you do that?
On the inside or the outside?
So it starts from the inside. It's called a pilonidal abscess. No. Starts from the end of the tailbone.
I was going to call my daughter that.
And it fissures its way out. Pushes its way through your flesh. Anyway, it was that painful. I had to walk around on my hands and knees.
Oh, yeah. So they cut it out and then do they give it to you?
Yeah, I ate it like barbecued it like the
it's
placenta. Like
gobstopper.
Yeah. It's good.
It's a gobstopper.
It's definitely good.
Tailbone flavored.
Bad flu for a couple of weeks. But I was walking. I knew I was fucked was when I walked out the back on my hands and feet.
Knees.
No, hands and feet. I had to keep my legs straight. Because I couldn't...
Like a cat.
So you couldn't like stand up.
And I went out, and because I had to piss, right? And I was like, how am I going to... I can't stand up straight. I can't straighten my spine. So I just stood there on my hands and feet and just pissed on myself. And I was like, well, here we are, Brad.
Oh, dude, I was there years ago.
It's only up from here.
Maybe you have cysts on your tailbone, Michael. Maybe that's why you piss.
Yeah. Well, I'll go get that
checked
out.
Look into it.
Yeah.
Just look into it.
I'll do some research.
Yeah, so there's...
fun facts about Madman Brad.
10 minutes of health with Madman Brad.
So everyone out there, be careful. Watch your health because you don't want to have cysts on your tailbone. And make sure you always just be healthy. You've
got one avatar.
And have I got any advice to avoid any of that? Nah.
Just be...
No, wait, the doctor said, luck of the draw, mate. Just luck of the draw.
Oh, really? So yeah. Was it from smoking?
And they said, we can operate on it, but it'll probably come back.
Oh, wow. Like,
so you're the cyst cunt in the group.
And that's when you king hit
well,
the
let's
doctor.
Let's focus on the hemorrhoids. Okay. Cysts sound so pussy.
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, let's keep going with the questions. Fuck. Brag your most memorable moment and where I can listen... to the podcast. This is from Lil Chump.
Lil Chump.
Lil Chump with two P's.
Our most memorable moment would have to be when when
I reckon like Stewie finding Stewie was pretty fucking
yeah
incredible.
Yeah. When we found a raped man, I remember that the most vividly. And you can see this podcast on
episode
Spotify
first,
Marty and Michael
episodes.
Fully Actual, or on
Season
YouTube.
One.
Marty and Michael Fully Actual, or on
I'll never forget, like it was fucked up.
Oh,
it was blood running down his legs. He didn't want us to call the cops or ambulance. We had to convince him.
That really
we found
happened.
Eventually the evidence to put the dude away. There was semen on shorts found at the
It was like a year long thing. Yeah. And we were the best.
Eight years we put someone who raped a man away. And I, like, for all the dumb shit I've done, it's like, that, it's just fixed
lovely.
It.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty memorable to me.
I've had some good moments in my time.
Were they drug fueled?
No. Some actual good moments from that.
What's your
from
best
the social
moment?
Media?
Do you have a favorite? You have a daughter and a son.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
My daughter's my girl.
Yeah. Okay.
But my son is a little tank.
Yep.
But one of the most recent. We helped the farmers during the drought when it was really kicking off. That was awesome. We've done a lot of help for homeless helpers thing. But the last one I've done for Hummingbird House, which is a children's hospice, right? Like the only children's hospice in Australia. Which hospice?
What is a hospice?
So a hospice is
half a hospital.
No, hospice is end of life care.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude. So people who know they're going to die go there.
Yeah, no, for children. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh my god.
Yeah. So that
I
was,
didn't know they existed.
Who the fuck would want to work there?
That's called Hummingbird House. Yeah.
Little kids just. I didn't know kids died.
Yeah, they do. Hey, it's crazy.
Well, that changes everything.
Shit, getting real for a second.
We're not making videos anymore.
It's time.
But what was it? What was your story about the dude?
We just found a rape man.
That's probably the most memorable thing for us is that we found and helped a raped man.
I just remember my story from that. I woke up once in a Newmarket Caravan Park bathroom, the shower.
All been there.
Yeah. And all I had was my undies and the shower was still running. I was laying in the shower. It was still warm. And I woke up.
Great hot water.
Yeah.
It's good hot water.
And I woke up in there with nothing else bar my undies and the door was locked.
And you were Snapchatting the whole time?
I don't remember from... Well, I started off in Brizzy, and that's where I woke up. I had to borrow shorts.
Wow.
I had to borrow shorts off the caravan park owner to jump trains to get home because I had no wallet.
You could have been raped. You were raped.
Well, whoever it was, I assume it was a he.
How old were you when this happened?
18. So I was fresh to drink. Definitely raped. I can take it.
There's no hospice there.
Casey's nodding that, yes, he's confirming you were raped. Definitely raped.
That's where the hemorrhoids came from.
Yeah. Friction on the bum, it's not on.
That kind of makes sense.
Unless you've got enough lube, and if it's not lube, then, that's hemorrhoids.
Wow. All right,
next question.
Well, yeah. We just fixed a lot of world problems then.
What question
would you like to ask us, Brad?
And then we will ask you a question that we would like to ask you, Brad.
Okay, right. How long after you started getting, after your following started growing, did you start to think and realize that this might be a career option? At what stage?
4 years before we started even making money.
Dude, in high school, in year 10 when I met Marty, we'd go to the uni after school every day. Buy a 600ml Coca-Cola.
And Michael would snort it.
Yeah, I would.
A whole bottle.
And then we'd just talk about how eventually one day we will
be famous.
Yeah. And then from year 10, which was, and then it took from
how
year 10.
How long have you known each other?
Since half our lives ago. We're 30 now? So when we were 15. So when we were 15, we knew. And then it took till we were 23 to start having cracks at it. And then about 2 years ago, it happened.
And now, here we are, pissing in bottles on a podcast in front of a fucking professional green screen.
Matt works at fucking Wholesome.
Woo! Yeah.
Matt great works producer. At fucking Wholesome. You
great
know what
producer.
I mean? It's
great
crazy.
Producer. All right. Now, let me throw one back at you, mate.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think.
Give me something there, hey?
I think.
Who are... What are you? Do you know what I mean? Like, what is
it? Do you want me to
if you had to commit to a religion, what religion would you commit to and
what's
why?
Your favorite color?
I.
What kind of car do you drive?
Yeah. I think that life is expendable. Be careful. Cherish every day. I like purple, but yellow more, even though it's a feminine color. It'd be Buddhism because I believe it's non-violent.
Reincarnation.
Well,
is that what they think? Buddhism? Huh? Is that what they think?
Yeah, reincarnation,
fat.
I fully believe.
Buddha's
Buddha's fat, yeah, but he just ate a bit too much.
He is a big fat. Well, we're 30 now. Metabolism's slowing
gone.
Down. Yeah.
Fuck. That's spot on. That's what I want to know. Thank
so
you.
Fat. Fuck, that That's might have been... I get asked a lot of questions.
And how fat I am.
Oh, dude.
Look at this. Ready?
You ever see that? I've got little creases.
Oh, disgusting. Look at that.
I don't want to.
It's just more amplified.
What's it?
There's like three tits. I can crease my tit into three now. And then it folds there. It just becomes cellulite even though I'm not 60.
The last time I seen that, I had to pay heaps for to see that live.
Yeah. Buddhism.
Mm.
What the fuck?
Anyway. We're all happy here.
We are. Everything's
great.
All right, let's pray call Brad's mom. We're going to pretend that he's been involved in a road rage axe incident and that I'm a policeman calling her.
So what we're going to do
is start off like you instigated it, put your mate in hospital so he's a vegetable in a coma.
This is his call from lockup. This is his one call. He's decided to call.
So will Marty start as the officer?
I'll start as the officer at the Fortitude Valley police station.
Oh, no, you can't use my phone, obviously.
Yeah. Right. And then we will, I will put you on after I explain what has happened. God, I hope this works. Is there anyone else that we can call with the same joke and say to them, oh, look, his parents aren't answering?
And that you're...
Who would be your next?
Try George. Right. But... George is clever, right? He's been my best mate for a long time.
Groth.
Hello.
Hey, George, mate. It's just Constable Ben Anderson here from the Fortitude Valley Police Station. I was just wondering if you had a few minutes to talk. I've just got Brad Ward here in lockup. We've tried calling his parents, but none of them are responding. So we were just wondering if... He's using his call basically, and he's asked to talk to you. So is it all right if I legally have to give you the information that the circumstances that have led him to lock up. So basically, there was a road rage incident in Brisbane, and so there was a violent outburst, and he's physically injured someone, and so now he's in lockup, and he's asked us to call you for his call. So at the moment, he's in lockup, and he'll be in lockup for the next 48 hours unless someone can pay his bail, which is $12,000 at the moment. But I just have to call and let you know the circumstances, and I'll put him on the phone now, if that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
No worries, mate. Well, here he is.
Is mum?
Hey mate, how you going?
They could. Fuck.
What are you doing?
I fucked up, man.
What'd you do?
They fucking pulled up at lights and a bloke fucking carried on. But I towed this cunt bad. He hit his head on the fucking edge of the gutter, and he's fucking cactus, hey.
Oh, really?
Bad.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm fucking. I'm stuck here, eh?
Yeah. Well, what did you just say? Stuck here for 48 hours.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. What do you want me to do? You want me to call? Maybe call. There's Crystal and every. Well, obviously this is one phone call.
That's all I got. I asked them to. I gave them four numbers. You, mum, dad and Crystal, but...
He said he couldn't get on to your parents, and then he said...
Oh, is that what he said?
...or something. So I couldn't get on to Brad's parents, but you were one of the numbers, so he saw me, I was like, all right.
So, fucking, oi, when this cunt fucking hit the deck, George...
Hey?
When this cunt hit the deck, he was fucked, eh? When old mate hit the deck, he was fucking cactus, eh?
Just watch your bad knockout, mate, eh?
Nah, he was fucking squirting blood. It was bad.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. What? Don't think the worst. Don't jump to conclusions, because, you know, sometimes those things can get pretty messy.
He might be dead.
I don't know. I think he's fucking... The cunt wasn't even fucking moving, eh? I was trying to fucking pick him... I was trying to pick him back up. I was trying to pick him back up and he wasn't fucking moving.
Fuck, bro. Yeah. How long was he out for? Did the ambulance take a while to get there?
Yeah. Yeah, I got held down by people in traffic because I was fucking the aggressor.
Yeah.
And, like, fucking 15 minutes, probably. And he was fucked. He'd done like a little shake. He'd done a couple of shakes.
Yeah. Convulsing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's your... The bloke that arrested me, he's been coming in a bit.
Yeah.
And I reckon when he comes in next, they'll put me back in this fucking fiberglass cell there. I think when he comes in next, I'm just gonna fucking try and push past him and get the fuck out, man, because this isn't good, eh?
It's, you can't get out of there, mate. Don't be silly.
Well, it's just from the end, like it's just out of the entrance. Like,
what are you talking about?
Just inside the entrance, you go left, and that's where I am. I reckon I can get past.
What do you want to get out for?
Well, what the fuck am I going to do in here?
Just relax, mate. You, they got you in there. Just hold it. 48 hours. You just got to sit in there and chill, mate. Eh?
Mm.
I'll call you. You can't get out. You can't escape, mate. You know that. Don't be silly.
Mm.
Just relax. I know you're gonna. It's a tough one. But don't think the worst. Just fucking.
Fucking.
Get too worked up.
I've had about fucking 8 beers too before it.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, and then driving.
Mm.
Yeah.
He was a fucking cock. I just hope there's CCTV on the intersection so you can see how much of a cockhead the cunt was.
Did he get out of the car and carry on?
Yeah, so we got out at the same time. We met in the middle, but I fucked him up. I even kicked the cunt right in the fucking nuts. And then uppercutted him. That was the clean up one. It was bad, eh?
Yeah, bro.
Mm.
Fuck hell.
If he dies, he'll be charged with
murder. Yeah. Mate, just trying to think the worst, eh? Fuck, these things can look pretty bad sometimes, but...
You know what?
I don't think the worst, because you'll just sit there and yawning in there, mate, eh?
Yeah, hold on. Oi, the cop's coming back. Fuck this, man. I'm gonna go. I'm getting out of here, eh? Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mate, calm down.
Hey,
calm down.
Fuck off.
Hey, fuck off.
Sounds like gunshots. Oh, that was me being... Oh,
George. Oi, George. I'm sorry, cunt. Oi, call him back because he's going to be calling everyone.
No. Fuck. Leave it until the podcast's over.
We got to tell him.
Oh. Yeah. Fuck. Oi, he's going to bash me.
Is he a strong man?
Hey, mate, it's just Constable Ben Anderson here. We've just got Brad.
Just let me fucking go!
Mate, calm down. We've just got him in restraints and
we've
broken both of his fucking legs.
You didn't have to fucking tase me.
And look, I've really cracked one of his
ribs. I fucking shit myself!
Fucking little dog, I'll fucking put you out. I'll fucking finish you. Hey, George, it's just a prank call, mate. We're just fucking with you. He's at the Marty and Michael podcast, and he's fine. Everything's okay.
He's going to bash you. You predicted it. Even Casey, he knows. He knows that's bad, hey?
Casey's going to bash you with him. Casey's going to help him bash you.
Oh! Is that a pride thing through fighters?
No, mentally or physically. Oh my god! So George has fought. George has fought professionally for so long. He's got Australian intercontinental titles in Thai boxing. He's such a.
He's a good. He's like Buddha, but violent. He's Buddha, but violent.
Yeah.
And we just went and fucked with Buddha.
Why did I suggest George? Oh, Brad,
is he going to be okay?
No.
Let me call him.
Tell George. Oh, fuck. He can come over mine. I'll sort
him out.
Yeah,
you want to fucking get
George?
George,
we love you. We're sorry, George.
Is his name George?
He's not going to answer. He's going to be so pissed off. Oh, shit. I'm worried for Casey's safety.
Oh, no.
He's not going to answer. There's no way he's going
to. Oh,
this is episode one of When Prank Calls Go Wrong.
He's on his way here to kill everyone.
Yeah, George, just leave your name.
Friendship ended, and that's what we do on our episode.
And that's
of
what we do
two.
On this podcast. We split friendships apart for the entertainment of yourself. So make sure you tell your uncles about this, and goodbye.
And we're getting that's a bit more best.
Well, it's getting out there.
We're getting back to the best.
We're getting
towards the best.
We're getting pretty good.
If I get a video of George fucking me up, that'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, dude, we'll put that on the end.
We'll add it on to the end of the podcast, yeah.
Always.
Fuck, I feel bad now.
Yeah, sorry about that one, eh?